Hello, I'm Dr. Diana Grayer. Because it's National Coming Out Day, I will offer you support and encouragement and some safety tips. The fundamental goal of coming out is to gain freedom, a right we're supposed to have in America. But as we all know, there are individuals and groups who will do whatever they can to prevent our freedom. People will hate and they will continue to hate. But we as the LGBT community must continue to move forward and fight for our right to be free. I know it's frightening for those of you who are in the closet, but you deserve to be free, just like those who are taking your freedom away from you. We can't have any more of our sisters and brothers kill themselves. There are many LGBTs that come out. You can too. When you don't come out, you don't live your full potential. You can become depressed. Your well-being is compromised. Your true essence is lost and buried. And this isn't good for the soul. Please hear me when I say your life has value. You matter to us, your community. So I strongly encourage you to find safe ways to come out. Here are some points to think about as you take steps toward coming out. No matter what your age, having a support system is always beneficial when you consider coming out. Support can come from a friend, a family, a teacher, a therapist, a coming out or support group, an organization that is specifically for LGBTs. Everyone knows someone who is LGBT. Reach out to them. If you can't trust yourself telling friends or family, locate an organization for support. You will meet LGBT people who will embrace and support your coming out. They will become your family, and you won't feel so alone. If you find yourself feeling deeply afraid or depressed, I encourage you to seek professional help, to build your self-esteem and courage, and to understand your fears and the blocks that prevent you from coming out. What's important is your safety, your life. Don't isolate yourself because your fears will take over your mind and every aspect of your being. Teens, be safe. Bullying exists and it is cruel. Tell someone when you are being bullied or harassed. If you don't have the support of your parents, I urge you to join your school's GSA. Find a safe teacher. Get connected with the LGBT group or organization for support. Do this now. Adults and seniors, most likely you have been in the closet for a long time. Yes, old habits are hard to break, but they can be broken. It's time for you to take back your life. You can do this by setting yourself free. No more hesitation. I believe that practice makes better. I mean practice, standing in front of the mirror and saying the words. Those words you will say to the people you want to come out to. For example, mom or whoever you want to talk to, I want to tell you that I'm gay. You have to practice until you feel comfortable saying the words. Notice how your body relaxes as you practice. It will get easier. And when it's time for you to tell your loved ones, it won't be so difficult. Use your imagination and walk through your life feeling free. Imagine that. When you come out and tell your story, you support others to come out. Let me say this. Coming out may be the hardest thing you would ever do in your life, but it is well worth it. Your freedom is worth you fighting for it. So be fierce and come out, accepting and honoring your life. Remember, you matter. You matter to us, your LGBT sisters and brothers. All of us from Outbeat Radio are sending all of you love, strength, courage, and guidance. Be well.